Part 2.
다음의 문제 18번부터 26번까지는 긴 대화 지문을 듣고 알맞은 답을 고르는 문제입니다. 각 지문 및 문제는 한 번만 방송됩니다.
Number 18. What is this conversation about?
Who do you like?
Well, I think Garofalo would be good for the country.
I'm not sure that he's ready to lead at the national level.
He did a great job as mayor.
I totally agree with you, but the national political scene is quite a different ballgame, I think. He might have his hands full if he makes it into office.
Maybe so, but a lot of civil servants have made the transition from local to national player. He just has to learn to choose qualified people to help him. Who do you like then?
I back Carson for office.
She's been a good senator, but do you think we're ready to choose a woman for the highest office in the land?
Well, it's got to happen sooner or later. Why not now? Besides, you said it yourself. She has proven herself in Congress. It's about time that she stepped up to a higher position. The country has been waiting a long time for her to make her move.
Number 19. What is this conversation about? Can you believe this weather? You could fry an egg on the sidewalk.
I've never seen anything like it. I don't like being cooped up indoors all day, but I'm actually afraid to go outside.
I shudder to think what I would do if I didn't have air conditioning. How in the world did people ever get by without it?
My electricity bill is going to be sky high, but what are you going to do?
I've been going down to the public pool. That helps, but I can't stay too long or my fingers prune up. I've been trying to pass the time doing crossword puzzles.
I generally stay at home and try to do what my dog does, move as little as possible and take in plenty of fluids.
I guess they call these the dog days of summer for a reason.
That's right. Days like this make winter blizzards seem pleasant.
Number 20. Which is correct according to the conversation? Hey, you got a new car.
I sure did, and I really needed one. My old one was having problems, and it was a gas guzzler, too.
I know what you mean. My car is a mid-size, and it has decent gas mileage, but I still don't do any unnecessary driving these days because of the crazy fuel prices. This looks like a really practical model, though.
Yeah, it gets a lot of miles to the gallon. It has some fancy technology that helps it save on gas. This car will set us back a little, but I hope it'll eventually pay for itself in savings at the pump.
It's a smart thing to do. I'm actually considering commuting by bus until fuel becomes more reasonable.
Everyone's looking for a solution. My brother has even started riding his bike to work. It's true that he's a health nut, but he admits that the main reason is high gas prices.
Some people say that prices will never come back down, but I hope they're wrong. Number 21. What does the woman want to do?
Hi, is this where I can get a refund?
Yes. Would you like to return this toaster?
That's right.
Would you happen to have your receipt on you?
Oh, yes. Here it is.
Okay. What seems to be the problem with the toaster?
Well, food pops up too soon. Nothing seems to stay down long enough to get toasted.
Ah, I see on my computer screen that this model is known for that problem. We'd be happy to give you a refund, but the toaster can be fixed easily.
I see. Well, would I have to pay for the repair?
Nothing at all. In fact, the manufacturer has offered a $20 rebate if you opt for the repair. Would you like me to send it to the repair department? We could get it back to you in just 10 to 15 minutes.
That sounds good to me, and I wouldn't mind the rebate.
Number 22. Which is correct according to the conversation?
Excuse me, sir. I wonder if you could tell me where the post office is.
Oh, sure. It's not too far. Just go straight down this way past the traffic light there. Make a right at the stop sign. It's a little hard to see because there's a big tree growing in front of it. If you run into a second traffic light, you've gone too far. You need to make a right at the stop sign. And then you'll see the public library half a block down.
Will the library be on the left or right side of the street?
On the right. Across the street from the library, toward your left, you'll see a couple of small buildings. Those are the pizza shop and post office.
I see. That's not far at all.
It's not. You'll make it there in less than 5 minutes.
That's great. Thanks so much for your help.
Number 23. What can be inferred from the conversation? Ellie, would you happen to know of a good dentist?
Gee, I haven't been to the dentist in a couple of years, and that was before I moved here. I don't know anyone that I could recommend to you.
I need to find a good one, and fast. It's kind of urgent.
I can tell. I've never seen you in such a state. Have you tried looking in the phone book? There must be hundreds of dentists in there.
That's just the problem. There are too many of them, and I have no way of knowing which dentists are any good. I might have to just pick one randomly.
Oh, wait a minute. I don't think you have to pick one at random. My roommate had some dental work done a couple of months ago. She said that she had a good experience at that office. I can ask her who she went to.
Could you please? I don't think I can wait much longer. Number 24. What can be inferred from the conversation?
We meet again.
Oh yes, my old opponent. How are you? I'm actually a little surprised to see you after our last game.
And why is that?
Well, sometimes a player can get discouraged.
Oh, I'm not one to quit so easily. I recall a few games of ours that had you mope around for a while.
I take every game, whether it's a win or a loss, as a lesson that helps me with future games. That's what makes me a stronger player. I hope our last encounter taught you something about chess.
I have to admit it was an education. Only a fool believes there is nothing left to learn. We'll see who the teacher is and who the student is after this game.
So confident. It's good to see you have that kind of spirit. The board is all set up. I'll let you choose. Black or white?
I don't need any favors. You're going to need every advantage you can get.
Have it your way. Good luck. Number 25. Which is correct according to the conversation? Margaret, I'm planning a surprise party for Matt.
Oh, what's the occasion? I'm pretty sure it's not his birthday.
Well, you're right about that. He's actually going to study abroad for 2 years.
Wow, I had no idea. That's so exciting. Isn't he coming back home for vacations or anything like that?
He's going to Europe, so he says that he wants to take advantage of his vacation time there. He plans to travel whenever he's not studying.
So this is the last we'll see of him for 2 whole years then.
Yeah, so the party will be a good chance for everyone to say goodbye and wish him luck. Could you come over to my place Saturday night, about 7 o'clock?
Sure I could. Do you need me to bring anything?
No, no. Just bring yourself. I've done all the shopping. All I have to do is set everything up Saturday afternoon.
Would you like some help setting up?
That'd be so nice of you. I'd really appreciate it.
Not a problem. I'll just come over a little early.
Number 26. Which is correct according to the conversation? Hi. Do you need any help, ma'am?
Oh, well, I suppose so. I'm looking for something to play music on.
Okay, I can help you with that. I'll show you some of our popular MP3 players.
Actually, I was really hoping to buy a CD player.
Really? Not a lot of people are looking for those these days.
Yeah, I realize that they're a bit outdated, but I have a huge collection of CDs, and I'm not so familiar with all the new gadgets out now.
You know, you can easily convert a CD into MP3 files. It just takes a few minutes at the computer. Since MP3s are just digital files, you won't have to worry about them getting scratched up or breaking like CDs.
You make a persuasive case, but...
And CDs are so bulky. You can store all your MP3s on your computer. Not much file space is required at all. You might even be able to fit all your music onto a little MP3 player.
Look, I appreciate the fact that you're trying to help me, and I'm sure there are lots of cool new technologies available. But I'm kind of set in my ways. I prefer using my CDs just the way they are.
I understand. We have some reliable models right over here.